Hey guys.
Hey.
It's Julian McCullough again. I'm so sorry.
And I'm Meg Malloy.
And I'm
not sorry.
You're
bitch.
Not sorry. You're not even sorry, not sorry. You're just not sorry.
I'm just not sorry.
That's so great. You must be listening to Lizzo a lot. She's into the self-love.
Unapologetic.
I love that as a concept album where it's just like, I'm going to write 10 songs about how much I love myself.
Yeah.
I think that's
kind of
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
It's what we have been needing.
It's the prince we deserve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, the prince we need, actually. It's not the prince we deserve. Robin Thicke is the prince we deserve.
Oh, God. Fuck you. That's awful.
Why?
Isn't he like a monster?
Yes, that's my point, is that we deserve him because we're pieces of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks for listening again. We talked to Anya Volse, who was very funny.
And we were talking about vampire content.
And on this show, I think we talk a lot about, you know, well, we're going to check that out when people tell us how much they're into their thing.
Right.
And this time I really did. I was like, let's watch True Blood.
Yes.
And I am fanged.
He is balls deep, baby.
I'm a fang
banger. He can't stop.
I love it.
This guy does not stay up late, which is annoying to me because I love staying up late.
You do.
And lately it's been like 1, 2 a.m. before you're turning off the TV because you can't stop watching it.
Those cliffhangers.
Yeah. This show is so good.
And it's on HBO.
It is
so
on HBO.
So if you want to subscribe to HBO Now, that's not an ad.
I think it's on Stars too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Some fun facts about vampires. They're sexy.
Yeah, they're sexy, and you just weren't even ready for that.
I will say, I didn't think I was like a squeamish person. Uh-huh. I'm not really particularly squeamish. I feel like I'm like average.
Yeah.
But it is kind of disturbing, the blood, to me.
Yeah, the blood is a little crazy, but it doesn't really look like real blood to me.
No, it's like sexy blood. It's like thick red. You know.
It kind of reminds me, I want to say that it was like Sweeney Todd, the movie I was watching like some making of, mm-hmm. and they were talking about translating it from theater to the screen and how it was supposed to be, they're like, how do we get this gore across without getting all of this gore like so in your face? Mm-hmm. And I think that in the rating system, if the blood is made to look less realistic,
you can use more of it,
mm-hmm. which is definitely happening in True Blood because that shit's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, but just the thought of, like when it runs down people's necks, because it's like, you know, it's not a clean experience,
no.
I guess, to suck blood out of someone's neck.
No, I guess not.
You're going to have some spillage.
Yeah.
And there's something about, I guess it's the intimacy of it,
mm-hmm.
or something, but it really like kind of bugs me. Like I wouldn't think it would.
Well, you've never had blood run down your leg.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
right.
I think probably it bothers dudes way more than it bothers ladies.
Yeah,
we've been dealing with blood for a fucking minute.
Yeah.
You hear me?
That's why if it was a show where they were sucking farts out of people's necks, I wouldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
Because boys fart. Our producer Becca just almost threw up in her mouth. Was it the sentence sucking farts out of somebody's neck? Okay, I am so sorry. It's a great show.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like a bayou type show.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like swamp people. It's my fucking people, dog.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not from Louisiana, but I'm from swampy Texas.
Yeah. And it's so much more than vampires.
Yeah.
Literally, there's other monsters, but also it's like, you know, they get really into what it means to be a person. And the thing about like,
it's very political.
It's political and it's like prejudice. A lot of it is about how people, bigotry. Getting over that.
Yeah.
And, you know,
ignorance, mm-hmm. and how silly ignorance looks to people who know better.
Right.
It's such a good show. But yeah. I'm really glad that we talked about it so much. And we talked about Alexander Skarsgård's dong so much that it made you want to watch the show. Because let's face it, I know you're waiting to see him getting the bone zone.
Yeah, it still hasn't happened.
You're curious,
yet, right?
You
yeah.
want to know? It Although, hasn't really happened yet.
I still, and I give all the credit to Alexander Skarsgård and to all the ladies who love him. I respect your taste,
and gentlemen.
However, he just isn't my type.
He's not your guy.
He
it's
doesn't
crazy
do it for me.
Because he literally looks like the Chippendale that you got feelers over.
Kurt?
Yeah. He looks like Kurt. Wow. Way to call him out by name. But yeah. He looks kind of like Kurt.
Maybe a little bit.
They've
I don't
got
know.
This like Swedish surfer
yeah,
thing
I guess.
Going on.
I guess Kurt's got a more narrow nose though.
Yeah. Oh, you have a problem with... You have a problem with Skarsgård's nose.
I'm just saying they're very... They have different faces.
Okay.
But I... Yeah, I'm. You know me. I'm more of a Tom... what's his name? Bane. I've just blanked
Tom
on my...
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Yeah. I'm like a Tom Hardy guy.
Yeah, you have talked more about your celebrity dude crushes
yeah.
than...
Now, if Huey
probably anyone in my life.
If Huey Lewis becomes a vampire, we're going to have a real situation on our hands.
Yeah. Or Richard Marx, who you speak of often
he
and quite
has,
fondly.
He has vampire hair. Richard yeah. Marx, he doesn't
oh,
have to be styled.
Sure.
He's
no.
already he's ready
no,
to go.
No, he's got the look.
He's ready to go. By the way, if you're listening at home, because of course you are, or what am I talking to? Richard Marx, very woke on Twitter, very funny, very good on Instagram. Check out Richard Marx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those of
Dream
you
guest,
who don't, just throwing it out there into
yeah.
the universe.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to manifest Richard Marx, if that's possible.
I wonder when the last time somebody said that was.
Probably
ever.
Probably today, earlier, because well,
I just want to manifest Richard Marx.
We have a great show today.
We do.
We have a couple of boys on.
Yeah.
That are their show is called New Players Joined, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was a guest on it, but now they're coming on our show. They're wonderful, nice boys, and they're going to talk about video games.
Yeah.
And you, I know you like video games.
I do.
So this should be good. Do you
I'm not
the...
a gamer, but that would be the name of my gaming show.
Or your t-shirt. Not a gamer, yeah. but I beat, and then it's just the list of games that you've beaten. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a Nintendo controller? Do you remember that?
No.
Like, did you own one in the house, or was it a friend's house?
We had a Super Nintendo, and
oh, okay.
I remember when we got it for Christmas, I was like, this is definitely a little bit for my dad.
Right.
but I was into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was Super Mario Brothers,
yeah.
obviously the original, and... I faked entire friendships to play that at other people's houses.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I remember this girl that I didn't even like that much had Duck Hunt
yeah.
on the original
mm-hmm.
Nintendo.
NES.
And I was like, I could make this friendship work. Cause I'm trying to get my fucking Duck Hunt on. So
all right, well, let's bring them in here. They're wonderful guys, Keith and Jesse.
Let's
so
go.
Come on in here. Hey, Keith and Jesse.
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
Hey.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Double boys. We call them double boys.
Lucky me.
Most people say twins, but you get it. Double boys.
Have we had double boys yet or just single
no,
boys?
No, just single boys.
Oh, wow.
So, I feel so weirdly sexualized.
I'm digging this so far. We don't get this on the video game podcast.
We've gotten sued several times already.
It's called New Players Joined, and we talk to celebrities about their absolute favorite video game in detail.
Oh, great.
Why
okay.
I love them.
Now, Meg here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my God. I know she looks beautiful, but don't be fooled.
She's actually a monster.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She loves...
So we found female Dorian Gray right here. Yeah.
She loves video games.
I do.
You
but
do.
I don't... I'm not like a...
Here we go. We get this every episode.
Yep.
What?
I'm not a gamer.
I love games, but don't put me in that corner. Like, I don't want to be
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. I see what the internet has become.
Exactly.
I'm not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know that many current games.
Yeah, no.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm not opposed.
Oh, you can stay on our show. You're allowed to stay on your own show.
I love older games, but I would never be opposed to being called a gamer.
Right.
Like, right.
Who doesn't want to be, isn't like, I don't know. I think that's cool.
We've had people who we've asked if they play video games, and they're like, nah. And we're like, none? Nah, none. Well, I was nationally ranked at this one game. Like,
what?
We get that all the time.
We have that shit come up.
Every
yeah.
time. Every single time.
People do not want to be associated with the gaming culture. And I get it, because there's a huge toxic part of the gaming
community. It sounds like porn, where it's like everybody's doing it, but no one wants to talk about it.
Yeah. You guys are all doing porn, right?
Yeah, we all do porn.
We're all doing double boy porn.
I think when you say video games out loud to anyone, they think of the bong, they think marijuana, they think Call of Duty, they think all these games.
Well, that's the harmless one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
no,
seriously,
no, like the
it
stoner,
is.
The stoner yeah. slacker vibe.
Right.
Like the old, like, aw.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's
now
the old
the
one.
New stereotype is the vicious troll and
right.
hate speech online.
Or Fortnite yes. dance or anything, but it's like, yeah, but there's Mario. There's Zelda.
Yeah.
There's
right.
a lot
exactly.
of other games
See,
that aren't
that's
negative.
That's more my shit.
There you go.
Yeah.
What were some of your big games?
I liked the original Super Mario Brothers game
yeah.
that
mm-hmm.
came with the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That was
an awesome
that
game.
Is like my favorite game of all time.
What was that called? The first one
Super
that
Mario
Super
World.
Mario
Super
World.
Mario World.
Yeah.
Mario World. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was a great game.
Yeah. Yeah. I still can just sit there, and I remember like the secret keys and all mm-hmm. of that. I like vaguely remember, and then after playing one world or one level for like 5 rounds, I'm like, oh yeah, there's like a secret thing here, and then 6 hours has gone by.
Yeah. Yeah, Mario will do that to you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're online typing, you're a fucking bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Just on YouTube, like, I leave comments now.
Well, I love it, because when we were kids, right, and the Nintendo comes out, these consoles come out, now it's new to us. Now this whole world or whatever, so little kids are playing these video games. Now that we're older, mm-hmm. younger kids are playing these games too. They're playing Mario with
yeah.
like, hey, I'm doing
oh,
like,
are they?
Yeah, they're obsessed with it. So it's hilarious, because all these adults
shit.
Are just like, oh, what are you playing, Mario? Yeah, I kind of remember, but low-key, they're like, I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
Let's talk about our
first games.
First game that really made you go, oh, I love this
Ooh.
More than like my friends do.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I love this more than my friends. And
or
I was like, I have that game as well.
Or like your first scammer beware, whatever it is.
Robocall.
That's my
the computer game of the future.
No, like, what was the game you asked for a holiday when you were a kid, or like the first game you saved up for? Like, what are the ones
oh,
like
man.
That that
what was your first
your nostalgia game?
Because I don't want it to be repetitive. I feel like everyone's.
Well, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay.
So everybody's first game, almost by our age, is close to it, is Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Super
yeah.
Nintendo. So basically people are going to be playing Duck Hunt and Mario, and like those are their first entrances into video games.
It's crazy how long those used to stick around, because that was mine, and
yeah.
I'm much older than you.
Right.
But I got mine in 87. It came out in 85, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got
yeah, 84.
So did I.
Nice.
But now that I'm looking at his biceps, I might be coming out today. So, the 80, no, like 87, I got it.
Okay.
But, and then, so you, that, it, a few years later was when you were
yeah.
old enough to get that, and it was still Nintendo.
And you did you do the cliche thing, blow into it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All that
time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm 33, and I have two older brothers, so I grew up on the original NES playing the original Mario games, the original Mega Man games, the original Zelda. And those were all highly addictive.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mega Man's too hard. Mega Man was like, I was like, oh, my thumbs are wrong.
I played Mega Man like, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do this.
Oh,
like,
it's so
hard.
Me too. I played it like a month ago too, and I was like, fuck this game.
I can still beat the original Mega Man 2 in under an hour.
Oh, my God.
And I tested it because I had
Meg's about
it.
To slide out of her chair right now.
It is the least useful skill that I have or will ever have.
I don't believe that.
That's true, guys. Watch me do this thing with my fingers. Whoa! For everybody listening at home, it's pretty cool.
I mean, we've taken improv classes.
Yeah.
We've wasted our time.
Sorry. I hate to completely derail this conversation, but I tried to teach. We have two little girls, mm-hmm. 5.5 and 4.5. And they're the worst improv players because
they're 4.
You've never. No, go to New York. There are 5. Yeah.
No, because they'll be in the back seat. I was driving them the other day, and they'll always go, pretend I'm the princess and you're the prince and blah, blah, blah. And then the other one will be like, no. How about I'm the witch and you're the whatever, right? And so I literally, I didn't tell you about this. I was like, hey, girls, have you ever heard of improv? And they were like, no, what's that? And I was like, it's a game where when one person says, pretend this thing, you're not allowed to say no. You have to say yes.
You have to
steal. Oh, God. This is the worst thing you could have introduced to them to.
So they just ended up doing no's with yes and. So they were like, it's like, I'm the princess and you're the goblin. And she's like, yes, and I'm the princess, but you're the goblin.
Can I just tell you, this would crush at UCB.
It would destroy.
This would crush at UCB.
It would destroy.
Honestly, they can do whatever they want.
Okay, sorry. All right.
No, for sure. Yeah. But I think the game, the first console game I think Jess and I really attached to that we still talk about to this day is the Final Fantasy series.
Yeah.
That's a series that came out on PlayStation, and it's a JRPG. It's a Japanese role-playing game, and essentially there's a new game like every 3 years back in the 90s. Like, yeah.
They had one every 1 year. In the height,
yeah.
7, 8, 9, and 10 came 97, 98, 99, 2000.
10 was the big one, right?
10 was 7, 7 8, was huge.
And 10.
Oh, 7.
10
I'm thinking huge. Of 7, yeah. I played 7
yes.
in college because okay. my roommate had it, and it was the only thing that started us talking to each other. Like, we weren't getting along at all, and we weren't talking, and he kept playing. And I was never into the role-playing games. I was into, like, sports games and, you know, like, shooters. And then he started, and he got me hooked on it, and then it was, like, all I could think about. I couldn't even
really?
Go to class. Oh, I couldn't even go to class.
Oh, my God, dude. Tell us. Awesome. Just tell it what's your favorite part, what's anything.
Well, I don't remember any of that. I remember the thing.
You don't remember your favorite part.
This was also at Sonoma State. It was just, I was so high. But it was, I remember the big sword, and your sword would get bigger.
Yeah.
Right?
The sword would get bigger.
Is this a penis?
That.
What are you talking about?
But it's called the Buster Sword.
Yeah, it's pretty gross if you think about it.
Did you guys ever play Crash Bandicoot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So was that PlayStation was like your final, or where did you stop?
Well, right now, I just have a Super Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome. And you can still play one of the best Final Fantasy games on that system, Final Fantasy VI.
We have Super Nintendo, and then we have the miniature one.
We have the miniature Super Nintendo, okay. And then we also have, we have an Xbox One, but you didn't even know about that.
I didn't even know about that.
Whatever that.
So, how exciting. Apparently, I have an Xbox.
You know that we have it because I complain that I have never started Red Dead Redemption 2 yet.
Oh, right.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. He did make me go with him to Best Buy like the day it came out.
and never played it.
He wanted me
I
to
have
watch
a family.
He wanted me to watch the 40-minute intro.
You have to watch it.
And I was like, I'm absolutely
like,
not going to do that.
I'm busy watching 14 episodes of The Office again.
Right. No, she's not.
I'm like, I have a full life, my friend. I'm not going to watch 40 minutes of a intro of a show that I'm
Yeah, okay. But I need you to watch it with me or it's not fun.
Walking Dead.
Right. Okay.
Here we go. Is this it?
This is it.
I remember this.
Yep.
It's a little jazzy.
Can you picture the kids screaming, I hate this! I'm gonna play this! What is this?
If you listen to the underlying bass line, you can actually hear a walking jazz bass.
It sounds,
oh yeah, you can.
Yeah, it sounds like musical theater.
Yeah.
It takes me back.
There's the full turnaround.
Oh, lady, I remember when you used to wear the make. Yeah.
I also love, Jesse, that you went to School of Heart Music. I'm sorry.
The Heart School,
Heart School of Music.
Music
and asked a bunch of people with glasses and nerds, like, do you guys know Super Mario?
I wasn't the one to bring it up. I brought up the news radio theme.
I'm trying to find
even more comedy nerds.
Video game one.
You should look up Mariachi Entertainment System because that they do a cover of the Moon Song and it's
yeah
fucking,
that's this one I think.
There you go.
Hold on, is this it?
That's the Moon Song. Yes, and love this music.
This is really good.
It just really
wait for the high note. Oh, there it is. Wait.
Oh shit.
That's not fun as hell.
This is great.
That is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, for listening to this music, I highly recommend a game called Fez to you guys, and
oh,
I highly
God.
Recommend a game called Celeste. And it's those sort of same feelings.
Chiptunes,
it's like Mario, and you're actually being told a wonderful story.
Oh,
yeah.
And there's lots of puzzles and lots of great things like that.
The 2019 FabFitFun Post Spring Editor's Box is on sale now. Treat yourself with items such as there's an Ahava foot intensive foot cream that I'm loving. There's This Works Deep Sleep Pillow Spray, which smells amazing, and I've been spraying it on literally everything. It's a great way to freshen up your laundry, too. Do you love discovering new products? Are you a beauty and fashion maven constantly on the hunt for the next best thing? Ever read about or spot something online that you've always wanted to try but never have? Then you must try FabFitFun. I love it. It's perfect for anyone, anywhere, no matter what they're into, to discover new products. And
especially right now.
Yes, because it's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day, and every mom deserves lots of great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do they deserve trial sizes?
But you might not have the money to pay for lots of great stuff. Right. Or maybe you do, and you just like to be smart with your cash. Mm-hmm. But your mom probably likes full-size products.
I bet she does.
I bet your mom does not like to mess around with two-use shampoos.
Right.
I bet she likes the full bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Treat your mom right. Get her some FabFitFun. She gets to celebrate four times a year instead of one time with boxes full of full-size products. It's health stuff, beauty stuff, fitness stuff, lifestyle stuff, home stuff. There's like decorative things. We've gotten blankets, face masks. What have your favorite things been?
I like the foot cream that you mentioned. I've been rubbing your feet with them, and it's been doing a lot for my hands.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It smells amazing.
I don't think they call it foot and hand cream because that sounds gross, but foot cream yeah. does work on hands a little bit.
Let my foot cream be your hand cream.
Yes.
If you're stumped on gift ideas, this is the perfect way to go. I got it for a bunch of friends for Christmas. I know that my dad got it for some of his employees for Christmas as well. It's mm-hmm. just, it's a great way to get someone a lot of cool stuff for not a lot of dough.
Also, you can get them one box for Hanukkah, and then they can just open one thing each day. Bada bang, you're done with Hanukkah. One box.
Well, it's Mother's Day, but yes, that is a good thing to keep in mind. Because okay. if you buy it now, there will be a box around that time.
There will.
So if you use our code, sign up for FabFitFun today. Use our code because these boxes always sell out. You can get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code SOFTSPOT, SOFTSPOT, to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 worth of great stuff for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use code SOFTSPOT for $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
Guys, it's time for spring cleaning, and we're not talking about your house. We're talking about your mouth. Ew, there's cobwebs and dust in there.
It's gross.
So we need to spring clean with your brushing habits, and for just 2 minutes twice a day, Quip can help pave the way to a healthier mouth and mind. The whole family can get refreshed with Quip. The new Kids Quip has the same two-minute timer and guiding pulses as our original version with no childish gimmicks so they can brush just like a grown-up, something they always wanted to do. So, kids, the new brush is the same as our original version, just tweaked for size-down mouths. You know, in the 20s, kids worked in factories for 12 hours a day, and now they get electric toothbrushes made just for them.
Times are a-changing.
It's amazing. Kids are inspired to brush better and more often with oral care that looks and feels like the products the adults in their life use, and they're proud to use Quip. Help them develop a grown-up routine without childish gimmicks. Kid-friendly features like a small brush head, watermelon anti-cavity toothpaste, and rubber grip handles in colors little ones will love. I don't know why these aren't offered for us, but
this paints an adorable picture. Truly, it does.
It does. I'm going to steal their watermelon toothpaste. The built-in two-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides and help you clean your whole mouth evenly. Did you know that up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes? Well, anyone who works close enough to Brad over in HR knows, because that guy's breath smells like a dumpster. The brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. A friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your health. But listen, we've been using Quip, Meg,
for a little over a year.
Do we love it?
I love it.
How much does how, what's the, like, okay, your dad.
My dad is a dentist.
And he bought it.
And he bought it.
And he's like a legit huge dentist.
And I don't want to name drop other toothbrush brands, but man, he's tried them all. And yeah, he got a quip. So that's got to tell you something. And not only does that fool do dentistry, he's doing cosmetic dentistry, baby.
Yeah.
He's doing veneers. He's doing luminaires. He's doing all the fancy stuff to make your grill look perfect.
Can you imagine he did all that work and then he's got
high standards.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going to send you home with a toothbrush that's going to ruin all that work he did.
Exactly.
So that's why we love Quip. It's awesome. It starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/softspot right now, you can get your first refill pack for free. That's getquip.com/softspot. You'll get your first refill pack for free. So go to getquip.com. Guys, we're very excited to talk to you about Skillshare. It is an online learning community. Did I say that weird? Skillshare.
No, I think that's right.
I have a weird accent sometimes that comes out of nowhere.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
I think it's normal.
Skillshare is an online learning community for creators. With more than 25,000 classes in design, business, and more, you'll discover countless ways to fuel your curiosity, creativity, and career. You can take classes in social media marketing, mobile photography, creative writing, or even illustration. Whether you're looking to discover a new passion, start a side hustle, or gain new professional skills, Skillshare is there to keep you learning and thriving.
Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for our listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free.
What?
That's right. Skillshare is offering SoftSpot listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 25,000 classes for free.
I'm going to take them all.
I am definitely going to take some classes. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/softspot. Again, go to Skillshare.com/softspot to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/softspot. All of that reminded me of he's like an electronic composer, Tomita, and he does that electronic version of Clair de Lune.
That sounds awesome.
Play. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It creeps out our kids, so
nice. Nice. That's like how you get them to go to bed. He's like, Mommy and Daddy are gonna have a little fun now. Yeah.
I love that kind of weird stuff.
No, it has to be genuine.
Yeah, no. We play Thunderkiss 65 by White Zombie.
That was the best improv, by the way, I've seen all night. No.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I asked about Crash Bandicoot because that's one of the only games that I've played all the way through whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because I graduated college in 2008 and there's nothing else to do
because
there were no jobs.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I just made Crash Bandicoot my job that summer.
Coming out of Boston University in 2010, I can tell you that the Elder Scrolls got a lot of play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is actually a pattern with a lot of games. Usually a lot of people, what their favorite game is something where coinciding with they were going through a hard time.
Yeah,
either anxiety
absolutely.
Or stress or what have you.
Yeah.
A game called Skyrim is a game that's like massive.
Yeah.
So many people have played that game because they're like, I was going through a divorce.
Right.
My dog died. Or like there's something I need to immerse myself in a giant world. Basically.
Yeah, exactly. To take over and control the loss that I'm experiencing. It's fucked up, but it happens to everybody.
I have these fantasy lives that I'd be living if I wasn't living this one. And one of them is a guy that just plays video games. Like, that's it. Like, I don't really have any other responsibilities.
That's a cool, fun thing to know.
If I wasn't bogged down by any of these responsibilities to always remember what
not
I said 3 years
ago.
The
old ball and chain who won't watch the Red Dead Redemption intro.
Well, you know, that's an easy fix.
I played Sims like a motherfucker whenever I was a kid.
You never told me you played Sims.
You have so many secrets you are not sharing with us.
I lost so many, probably years of my life to Sims.
What?
Yeah.
But not a gamer.
But not a gamer.
I, like this happened?
Crash
yes,
Bandicoot was the only game I kind of played.
Yeah. Well, I lost years of my life. Sims
because I thought about it. It was on a computer, but I guess it is, what? Right?
Did you think it was happening in real life? This isn't a movie because it's on my iPhone.
I don't
it's
know.
A phone call.
I guess it did. It didn't even feel like a game because I was like, oh, what wallpaper am I going to put in here?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Those were the stakes.
Yeah. If you could make a game, have you ever thought about this?
Oh, yeah. If Jesse and I, like, actually had the time and the money and development, I'd want us to make an iOS RPG that's, like, has comedy and has a story and goes on, like, an adventure or something like
you
that.
You mean for our phones?
Is yeah.
That for, you,
okay. So that just everybody could play it from anywhere.
So, like, Final Fantasy VII, what you saw, and, like, can you put that on your phone and just, like, mm-hmm. make it either, like, comedic, make it, like, a JRPG. Like, we'd basically probably do something like South Park, but we wouldn't do
the Stick of Truth.
Just, like, make it more meta, more joke. Yeah, and stuff yeah. like that. That'd there's probably a, be up our alley.
There's so much, you know, right now gaming, the graphics are so advanced that it's like, oh, it's almost like Uncanny Valley territory. And what it used to be with the original Final Fantasy games is very pixelated. Now, so it's very inexpensive to make those kind of games. Mm-hmm. So you can put those on a phone and you can still be the same amount of story, the same amount of content. It's just like, yeah, the graphics aren't supposed to be realistic anymore. They're just supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. So that kind of throwback with some meta humor in it. Super fun to
yeah,
make.
If you asked us if we could make, like, our own game, it comes out on PlayStation 4, I would just say no.
No, we
like,
have that.
Really?
Because it'd be in development for, like, 8 years. Oh, yeah. So, like, it's worse than movies. Like, it's really, really, really bad.
Wow. PlayStation 4,
what
it's worse than movies.
What would your dream game
well,
be?
Well, I was just thinking about it, and I guess I would focus on the things that, like, the dreams I had as a yeah. kid that I was like, oh, I can't. You know, I don't have the body for that or whatever. But that's why I liked...
this could be so many...
this looks like it's going in a dark
direction. Mine would be a gothic mystery.
Okay,
like a gothic
yeah.
detective mystery. If you could somehow get that aha you wanna
be
feeling.
You want to be a detective?
Yeah, except I'm terrible at details and I can't remember anything.
But you have detective glasses.
But, like, I do.
I like that you're like, you know, I didn't have the body for this. You mean the brain? Is that part of the body?
Like, well, you wanna, I don't know about you, but I keep my brain in my body. Like, right?
It sounds like you just want to get out of your car and tell everybody to get out of here because yeah. you've shown up.
No, what I was getting at is football.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. But then I rethought. I'm like, oh, they've already come up with a football video game. It's called Madden. So no, I think like a gothic like a 30s New Orleans like
yeah.
Ooh,
detective
damn.
Story
yeah.
would be a really cool.
That's
thing.
That's totally not mine. Mine.
No? What would yours be?
Mine would be drag queens, but you like put together their outfits and their mm-hmm. makeup looks, and then it's Street Fighter.
That's awesome.
And then they fight to the death.
So cool.
That is
that's awesome.
Shit, that is awesome.
That's really good.
I have, and we've talked about this a little bit. I have. I want to at some point make a game. It'll never happen, but an expansive
well, not
RPG.
With that attitude.
Yeah, I know. Well,
have you heard of
it's about defeatist? Yeah, I read The Secret. It's great. I want to make a game where you play as during the day you are a amateur boxer trying to fight up through the ranks, uh-huh. and at night. You are secretly, like Persona, kind of like going through and fighting social injustice in the world, and you have these secret superpowers that you're not allowed to use in your boxing
as a
matches.
So, yeah. so we have to, because we.
But are you a drag queen?
What's the connection?
Yes.
Wait, sorry. What's the connection between being
it's
a boxer
literally
and
none?
Being...
It's just two of my favorite things. So I like the box.
We haven't explained what Persona 5 is.
Oh yeah, so
like
Persona
this,
5.
This is the whole thing. Persona 5.
This is going to be great.
Okay. So you literally, it's 100 hours. We've already explained that. It's a very long game.
Yes.
Okay. And you literally play a boy who lives in Japan and you go to school.
You're a high okay.
You're
Japanese
a high, school.
High schooler.
I like
and
this.
That's basically what most of the game is. But when you're not doing that, you go into this thing called the metaverse. And in the metaverse, it's everyone's conscience?
It's their cognition of themselves. So, for example,
my God, this is so deep.
Yeah. The first like opponent you face is this teacher at your school who is a sexual predator to all of the girls on the volleyball team.
Okay.
So when you step over into this other dimension, he sees the school as a castle, and he sees everyone as his property, so he's the fucking king.
And so you have special powers in this metaverse to get him to realize his flaws so that in real life, when you come back, he admits to all of his horrible deeds and he gets arrested.
But again, we don't care about that stuff. We want to go get ramen, and we want to go hang out with our friends, and go, like, and that's the game.
That's 80% of the game, 20% of the game's in the metaverse. I want 80% of a boxing game, 20% of the game to be like, and now let's fuck people up and take down politicians.
That's interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
We, for our podcast, I swear to God, we've probably been responsible for over 100 of those games sold.
Yeah,
we
just talk Persona about 5. That wow. Over 100, guys.
That is,
I don't know if you know how many people there are in the world, but it's close to 100.
But for
it's
a game close. That we don't actually get anything
we
out
get
of, we've
out
sold
of
them thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Well, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll go play that game, and we'll be on your show. We'll talk about. We'll just talk about one specific game the whole time.
That's what we do.
Oh, right. I was like, who's going to listen to that? Oh, you're a listener. All right. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
The soft spot.
A podcast network.